it will be worth it all when we see Jesus. Life's trials will seem so small when we see Christ. Marvelous of His dear face, all sorrows will erase. So bravely run the race, will we see Christ?
I think we found it right there too. We don't sing that song very often. Tonight that they probably think about some decisions that they've made, and maybe they regret them. Maybe they could have gotten further on financially because if they would have made different decisions, different choices. Maybe they could have done better along other lines. And you see people prospering all around you, and you think, here I am, I'm choosing to serve the Lord, to follow the Lord. And other people seem to be prospering. You know, we read about that in the Psalms. The psalmist had that same problem. He said, I don't get it. I choose to follow God, and I seem to have so many trials, and I don't seem to live as comfortably as others, and other people live ungodly lives. And here they got money hand over fist, more than they know what to do with. And they've got everything they could want in this life. And he said, you know, I was feeling that way one day, and I really couldn't talk to anybody about it because I didn't want them to think that I was a beast or something, you know. He said, but it was in my heart. And then I went to the house of the Lord. And he said, I got into the presence of God. And God showed me that those people, they're in such slippery places. All that they've sought for and all that they've gained, They can lose that in a moment. But oh, what Jesus has done in my soul is forever. And one day, they're not going to be able to take that with them. They're going to have to leave it all behind. But I have the Lord. Who in heaven have I but thee? And who on earth do I desire more than thee? The Lord is my portion. I've got the best. Like that Brother Baez this morning, the choice that he made with his life. Oh, how rich we are if we have Jesus and if we follow after him with all our hearts. And so we need to let go of those regrets and ask God to deliver us from thinking that way and help us to see what we do have. What we do have. There was a man, I guess I'll close with this, you know, but there was a man, he said, you know, I heard on the radio the other day, preacher said, a preacher friend of mine got on the airplane, and he said, as he was getting off the plane, he reached up to the overhead compartment, and he felt a stack of bills. So he thought, he pulled it out, and sure enough, $100 bills wrapped up with a rubber band. He reached up again, of course, and he found another stack. I think he said there were, I don't remember how many thousand. Remember the story, Matthew? Okay. $22,000 in cash. And boy, you go, what he could do with that for the Lord, right? but at the same time, he felt that it wasn't right to just take it home. It belonged to somebody, and so he had a little struggle, I guess. But he went to the lost and found department and said, "No, I found these two stacks of bills amounting to $2,200,000." And so they were glad to take that from him. And he said, well, what happens if nobody claims this? He said, if nobody claims it in about 30 days, we'll give you a call. It'll be yours. But just then, a fellow walked in, kind of ragged sort of fellow, and he said, I lost some money on the plane. But what are you talking about? I had two stacks of bills with $100, so much in this stack and so much in that stack. It amounted to $22,000. This guy's heart sunk, of course. He said, well, okay, that sounds right. And this gentleman, he just returned it for you. So the guy took the money and left. Not even a thank you. He said, I at least expected a thank you. So I left the airport. I got in the cab. Said, I got in the back seat. The devil got in the back seat with me. And he said, you idiot. He said, what in the world were you thinking when you turned to that money? You could have used that for the church. You could have sent money to some missionary. You could have done so much with that. You know that was probably drug money, and that fellow that came to claim it was up to no good. And you don't have this. You could have had that. You could have had that thing. And he said, you know, he said, the devil started telling me all the things I could have had. And so I decided I was going to tell him everything I did have. And so I began to talk to the devil. And he said, the cab driver, he said, what? Who are you talking to? He said, I'm not talking to you, I'm talking to the devil. He said, that guy never took his eyes off of me in the rearview mirror after I said that. He said, when the devil tells you what you don't have, you begin to tell him what you do have in Jesus. And you begin to tell him how rich you are in Christ. How you have things that money can't buy. And you begin to talk to him about the things that God has promised him. That he has yet for you. And he said, after a while, the devil got out. And I didn't feel bad about that decision I made, because I felt so rich in Jesus, and I knew that I had done the right thing, and I pleased the Lord. And it doesn't matter, these things of the world, and let them have their money, let them have their riches, and all of these things. I'd rather have Jesus more than anything. And so, maybe you're struggling with some of those things yourself. Well, let's think about what we do have in Jesus, and let's let him give us a sight of that tonight. Let's stand as we sing the last verse, and we'll be dismissed.
Lord,
wonderful riches that are ours in Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory, glory.
Jesus, we're so thankful for the words we heard this night, Lord. Oh God, we pray that you give us a heart that will run after you, Lord Jesus. Not equating the things of this world and the treasures of this world, but we want our riches to be in you, Lord Jesus, and in your kingdom. And oh God, forgive us for where we've perhaps fallen back or lost our testimony in a way of wanting to bring others to you. I pray that you make everyone here soul winners, Lord. Oh God, let the beauty of Jesus just shine out of these young people's lives, Lord. And oh God, may they win many souls for you, Lord. God, put wherewithal in them to evaluate what treasures are the best, those that belong to you in your holiness and in your purity, Lord Jesus. And oh God, give them the wherewithal through your Spirit to press on to the end, Lord, serving you and loving you. In Jesus' name, amen.